Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Justin. I wanted to give you a quick sneak peek of the episodes we have in store for you for February. We've got a full stack lineup. I am so proud of the episodes we put together this month. It's such a rock star assembly crew. So let me just walk you through what you have in store. And as always, open to feedback on the type of guests you'd like to have. We are currently, we've recorded episodes through April at this point. So we have great episodes ahead for March as well. But always looking for the type of people that you would love to have on the show and learn from. And you can always drop us a note at either Justin or Steve at beyondtheuniform.io or at the contact us form on the website. So here's what we got coming up. Monday on February 4th, we're going to be talking to Prime Hall, who started a new sport called Underwater Torpedo League. And it is worth connecting with him on LinkedIn because he posts the most insane videos of the work that they're doing. It's legit. They have UFC fighters that are training with them now. NFL players, like professional athletes, are doing this as well as other people. But it's pretty crazy. He describes what the sport is and how you develop a new sport and bring it to market. But whether you're interested in sports, whether you're interested in entrepreneurship, or you just want to hear a crazy story, this is like no other story I've had on the show before. So check out that one on Thursday, February 7th. I talk to Jared Shepard, who is CEO of a company called Intelligent Waves. Jared has such a wild story. He went from living on the streets, literally, to joining the army. And then he started, after the army, his own government contracting company, which I would never think of as an exciting thing. And it is. It's especially exciting when you're doing $50 million in revenue and you've got a 190-person company like Jared Shepard does. So I love this interview because it's a space that I hadn't thought of, and yet it's a space that military veterans are so well suited to. And so it's just a great idea of around entrepreneurship. He also is the founder of something called Warriors Ethos, which helps wounded service members and their families in their career pursuits. So it's just a great episode about starting a new company and a new organization because he's done it twice very well. On Monday, February 11th, I actually break from the normal routine, and in episode 244, I talk about podcasting. I did that because I get this question a lot, and it was just more efficient for me to share all my thoughts on why you may want to podcast, all the reasons to do that, and then a step-by-step guide to exactly how to promote, produce a podcast. I just think about it, you know, as an entrepreneur for over 10 years now, it's a great, you know, when I start my next company, it will definitely have a podcast component. There's just so many benefits to doing that for whatever you do. But even if it's not for business reasons, I talk about just all the great things that I've gained from doing this show. And while it's taken a lot of work, there's so much that I hold meaningful in my life from this podcast. And so if you have any interest in podcasting, keep an eye out for episode 244. Then on Thursday, February 14th, this is just such a great episode. I'm so grateful for Prime Hall having connected me with Liz Carmouche. Liz went from the Marine Corps to MMA. She has fought in the UFC. She is a total badass and so humble about it. But if you want an episode about just determination, if you want an episode to get you fired up for whatever you are doing, listen to this episode. She is just awesome. She makes what she's doing sound easy, but it's not. Like, she just talks about her discipline and being sick and training and just wanting to outwork everyone else while having a wife, while having a kid. Like, she talks about balance, but she talks about just, you know, seizing the moment and going for it. It's just an inspirational story. Whether or not you're interested in the sports industry, it's one of my favorite conversations I've had so far. In episode 246, that'll be on Monday, February 18th, I talked to a Navy SEAL named Michael Sorelli, who went on to found a company called EF Overwatch. If you are familiar with Jocko, Jocko is probably the most prominent podcaster veteran in the world. He has been on everyone's show, Tim Ferriss, everyone else. Michael started EF Overwatch alongside Jocko. It's a great episode. We talk about all sorts of things, but he has this thing called the transition map, and helping people assess their strengths and weaknesses. And he's helped so many veterans in their transition. We talk about his advice for that transition process, as well as how to consider doing a for-profit or a not-for-profit company. And we also talk about extreme ownership and why it's such a valuable mindset for people in the business world. It's really, really catching on fire right now. Episode 247 is on Thursday, February 21st. I am embarrassed to say that this is the first episode that I've had with a military spouse. I promise you it won't be the last one. This is with Stephanie and Corey Perez. Corey is currently on active duty. Stephanie's not. Crazy story. I ran my first triathlon last year. I did the half Ironman in Tempe, Arizona. And before the race day, they had that village of different people selling their goods. And Stephanie was there because she, along with Corey, founded a company called Perspective Fitwear. And it is clothing specifically designed for our women triathletes. And it's becoming much more than that. But it's also the first episode, or one of the first episodes I've had around clothing. I know Combat Flip-Flops was recent, but this one is about starting a company where you're, you know, getting materials and stitching them together. And it's just so different than my own entrepreneurial experience. Stephanie is a rock star. I really enjoyed also just breaking up the normal format and having two people on, and Stephanie and Corey did a great job on that episode, so excited to have that out soon. February 25th is going to be either a rebroadcast or one of the episodes that I've done recently here. We'll kind of fast track it up there, but that'll be the wild card to keep you guessing. I can't give you all the certainty about what's coming. I got to keep you on your toes here. And then the last episode of the month, Thursday, February 28th, there is a guy named Chris Brzezinski. He went from the Army to founding Bronson Lee Partners. This was a really fun episode. I think that Chris is really a rock star. I kind of learned a lot from him in this episode. It's about entrepreneurship. I know we've been having a lot of those recently, but not your typical entrepreneurship story. He started out in undergrad. He was investing in properties on the side for fun. And then 10 years later, that experience came back to help him start two different companies that were building on that experience. But he didn't go straight into entrepreneurship. He talks about how he was dead set on getting a PhD. And then he talks about trusted advisors. He was talking to a trusted advisor who said, you know, don't do that. You know, do something different. And really helped him figure out what he really wanted to do. He went on to get not just a MBA, but a Master's of Engineering Management simultaneously at a top-tier school. We talk about what that's like. And then he went to Goldman Sachs, which, you know, if you're me, that's the least thing I think of when I think of entrepreneurs. It is a high-paying, high-profile career, a lot of, you know, intense work ethic, but it doesn't strike me as kind of the craziness of entrepreneurship. It's a very structured organization. And he went there and left that security to start his own company. And so we talk a lot about startups in this episode, but I think that Chris has a great spin on those things. And yeah, excited to hear your thoughts on it. Let me know which episodes you like, which ones you don't. We have a comment section on the website. You can email us anytime. I'm trying to be better on social media. I'm not the most attentive there, but really value the feedback that you all provide. And I'm stopping myself there. I'm literally just taking a break in the midst of editing March's episode, but I'm so excited. I want to tell you about those ones, but one thing at a time. I'll do a quick sneak peek at the end of February to let you know what's in store for March, but the episodes just keep on getting better. Special thanks to Steve Bain, who has been working tirelessly behind the scenes to schedule people for the show, to get sponsors for us, to just kind of keep the wheels rolling, and we are moving pretty quickly right now. So very appreciative of his help. Kathleen Dillon as well with our text transcripts. Andrew Woolridge with all our data analysis, and Michael Cummings, who does all the artwork for our episodes. And thanks to you who volunteered to get some of our articles going. I know that's in progress. Today is January 25th when I'm recording this. I know that just started now, but when you're listening to this, it's probably come a long way since then, but appreciate the help of all of you who volunteered for that. So thanks for listening. We'll have great episodes in store for you in March or in February. And yeah, keep the feedback coming.